Speaker!
Order! Order! The House will come to order straight away. Order!
After answering a patsy question from one of his own national backbenchers about making New Zealand a trusted place to do business, Commerce Minister Craig Foss then faced this one from the Labour benches across the chamber.
Supplementary question, the Honourable Trevor Mallard.
Would it help New Zealand to be seen as a trusted place to do business if ministers had sufficient capacity to remember when they receive $80,000 in plain envelopes and or paper bags?
The Honourable Craig Foss.
Mr Speaker, I don't know if he's referring to... I won't go there, Mr Speaker. The bill, as drafted, has absolutely nothing to do with whatever that member is talking
order.
Mr Foss then faced this question from Labour's deputy leader.
Grant Robertson.
In light of his desire to maintain New Zealand's reputation as a trusted place to do business, is he satisfied that the Honourable John Banks has the required ethical standards to be his Associate Commerce Minister?
The Honourable Craig Foss.
I don't appoint Associate Ministers.
Question.
Supplementary
question, Grant Robertson. Order.
In light of his desire to maintain New Zealand's reputation as a trusted place to do business, is it his intention to withdraw the delegations of the Associate Minister of Commerce, John Banks, in light of the revelations that he solicited donations from Sky City, Kim.com and a third party, and then signed a donation return that could not recall those donations?
The Honourable Craig Foss.
Oh, Mr Speaker, these reflections reflect pretty badly on the questioner. I have no responsibility for the delegations or any of the roles. That's at the will of the Prime Minister and Cabinet.
That was challenged by Mr Mallard.
Mr Speaker, you know and I know that that Minister signed those delegations.
Order.
Not
order.
The Prime
order,
Minister.
No order.
It's just
the
not true.
Order, no. The Member's now questioning the answer.
Lockwood Smith said the Speaker could not judge the accuracy of Minister's answers, so Trevor Mallard came back with another question for Mr Foss.
Did he sign the delegation for John Banks as an Associate Minister?
The Honourable Craig Foss.
Yes, Mr Speaker, and the Member is correct that this Minister does sign those delegations in consultation with the Prime Minister, Mr Speaker.
Grant Robertson followed up by trying to table a document.
I'm going to seek leave of the House to table a letter from the New Zealand Police dated the 26th of July 2012 referring to complaints about the Honourable John Banks' mayoral election spending, which it notes that he solicited donations from Sky City Entertainment Group, an anonymous radio ad provider, and Kim.com.
Leave is sought to table that document. Is there any objection? There is objection.
There were also questions from Labour's Sue Moroney, whose member's bill on parental leave is now with a select committee. Here's Rhys Lyon.
Is Sue Moroney put this question to the Finance Minister, Bill English?
Does he stand by all of his statements on the proposed extension to paid parental leave?
The Honourable Bill English.
Mr Speaker, yes, particularly the statement that government supports parents and families.
Mr English said the government could not afford to implement the provisions of Ms Moroney's bill.
The simple point is, the member's proposition will double the cost of paid parental leave. I look forward to the day when the government has those sorts of choices. We don't have those choices now.
But Ms Moroney wasn't convinced that the government would ever extend paid parental leave provisions.
Did he tell journalists at a press conference he held that he won't extend paid parental leave even after the government books get back into surplus when he announced his intention to use a financial veto on April the 11th?
Simple question.
The Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr Speaker, I can't recall exactly the words that were used. But I can tell the member it's not a matter of me extending paid parental leave. I announced that as Minister of Finance, in my statutory capacity, as used many times by previous Ministers of Finance, I would veto that particular piece of legislation.
Finance Minister Bill English answering Labour MP Sue Moroney's questions on paid parental leave.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.